You're listening to Radio Hangar, where the aviation conversation never stops. I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct, the show where we dig into the technology that's reshaping how we fly. Today, we're tackling a question I get asked constantly: electric flight. Where are we, really? Not the press releases, not the investor decks. Who is actually flying electric airplanes right now today, in the real world? Because there's a gap, a big one, between what you read in the headlines and what's actually happening on airport ramps. So, let's break this down. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully crafted and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, electric flight. Let's start with what's actually certified in flying passengers. The biggest name you need to know right now is Pipistrel, or more accurately, Textron eAviation, since Textron acquired Pipistrel back in 2022. Their Velis Electro is the only type-certified electric airplane in the world. Full stop, let that sink in. Out of all the hundreds of electric aviation startups, one airplane has a type certificate from the European Union Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA-1. The Velis Electro is a two-seat trainer based on the Virus SW128 airframe. It runs on a pair of Pipistrel-designed battery packs producing about 57 kilowatt-hours total. The electric motor puts out roughly 57 kilowatts, which is about 77 horsepower. Cruise speed is around 90 knots. And here's the number everyone wants to know. Endurance is approximately 50 minutes of flight with reserves built in, plus a 30-minute visual flight rules reserve. So you're looking at real-world training flights of around 40 to 45 minutes. Now, if you're a flight school operator, that actually works. Most pattern work sessions, most intro flights, most early primary training flights fit inside that window. And the operating economics are genuinely compelling. We're talking electricity costs of roughly 3 to 5 euros per flight hour depending on your local rates, compared to 25 to 40 euros per hour in Avigas for a comparable piston trainer. Maintenance intervals are dramatically longer because there are so many fewer moving parts. No oil changes, no magneto checks, no carburetor heat to worry about. Several flight schools across Europe are using the Velis Electro right now. Green Aerolease in the Netherlands, the Slovenian National Flight School, a growing number of schools in Scandinavia and Germany. These aren't demo programs. These are revenue-generating training operations, but here's what most people miss. The Velis Electro doesn't have an FAA-type certificate yet. So in the United States, you can't operate one commercially for training. Textron eAviation has been working on FAA certification, but the FAA and EASA certification pathways don't just mirror each other. Different testing requirements, different documentation standards, so American flight schools are still waiting. Let's talk about the other players who are actually putting hardware in the air, not just renderings on a website. Magnex, based out of Everett, Washington, has been doing some genuinely impressive work. They modified a de Havilland Beaver, the E-Beaver, with their Magni 650 electric propulsion unit. That aircraft flew. It actually flew. They also partnered with Harbor Air in Vancouver to electrify an Otter, a DHC-2, that flew too back in 2019 for its first hop. Harbor Air has been working toward commercial service on their short-hop seaplane routes in the Vancouver area, but they're still in the certification process. The timeline keeps sliding, and that's a pattern you're going to notice across this entire space. Eviation is another one. Their Alice is a 9-passenger commuter aircraft, fully electric, designed for regional routes up to about 250 nautical miles. The Alice flew for the first time in September of 2022 out of Grant County International Airport in Moses Lake, Washington. That first flight lasted about 8 minutes. Since then, they've been doing envelope expansion flights, but Eviation has gone through financial turbulence, leadership changes, workforce reductions, and the kind of cash flow challenges that plague hardware startups. They've shifted to focus on the cargo variant first, working with DHL Express, which is smart. Cargo doesn't complain about range limitations, and you can build operational experience without putting passengers at risk. Now, let me shift to the hybrid electric space, because I think this is where the real near-term action is. Ampere has been flying a hybrid electric modified Cessna 337 Skymaster, which they call the electric EEL. They've done extensive flight testing in Hawaii, flying between Maui and the Big Island. Their approach is interesting. They keep a combustion engine on one side and replace the other engine with an electric motor. This gives you improved fuel efficiency, lower emissions, and a built-in redundancy story that regulators like Ampere is now working on a hybrid version of the Twin Otter for regional operations. There's also Heart Aerospace out of Sweden. They're building the ES-30, which was originally designed as a 30-seat all-electric regional aircraft, but they pivoted. They realized the battery energy density just isn't there yet for a 30-seat all-electric airplane at useful range. So they redesigned it as a hybrid electric aircraft. That's honest engineering, and I respect it. When a company adjusts its claims based on real physics instead of doubling down on hype, pay attention to that company. And we should talk about Joby, Archer, and Lilium in the eVTOL space, because that's adjacent and gets lumped in with electric flight constantly. Joby Aviation has logged more flight test hours than anyone else in the eVTOL category. Over 1,000 flights, they received their Part 135 air carrier certificate from the FAA, which means they can operate as an airline. They're working toward type certification of their 5-seat air taxi. Their target is commercial service, and they've been methodical about it. Joby is real. Archer Aviation has their Midnight aircraft and has been conducting flight tests at their facility. They're targeting an initial commercial route in partnership with United Airlines. Lilium, the German eVTOL maker, went through bankruptcy in late 2024 but was acquired and is attempting a restart. That's a cautionary tale about how capital-intensive this space is, so let me give you the honest engineering assessment. The fundamental challenge hasn't changed. It's battery energy density. Jet fuel contains about 43 megajoules per kilogram. The best lithium-ion batteries today give you roughly 0.9 megajoules per kilogram at the pack level. That's a factor of nearly 50 times less energy per unit of weight. Even with electric motors being 3 to 4 times more efficient than combustion engines, you're still looking at a massive energy density disadvantage. What this means, practically, is that electric flight works today for short ranges with small payloads. Training flights, short island hops, urban air mobility, it does not work today for your cross-country flight from Dallas to Denver. That's just physics, and no amount of venture capital changes the specific energy of lithium chemistry. The good news is that battery technology is improving at roughly 5 to 8% per year in energy density. Solid-state batteries, which several companies including QuantumScape and Solid Power are developing, promise potentially double the energy density of current lithium-ion cells. But solid-state batteries have been 5 years away for about 15 years now. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but not holding my breath. Here's my takeaway for pilots listening right now. Electric flight is not the future. It's the present, but it's a present with very specific, limited use cases. If you fly training missions under an hour, electric is viable today in Europe and coming to the United States. If you operate short regional routes under 100 nautical miles, hybrid electric solutions are going to hit the market within the next 3 to 5 years. If you fly anything longer than that, you're looking at sustainable aviation fuel, or SAF, and eventually hydrogen as more realistic pathways than batteries. The companies to watch are the ones actually flying, not the ones showing renderings. Textron Aviation with the Velis Electro. Joby in the eVTOL space. Heart Aerospace for regional hybrid. Magniques for retrofit propulsion. These are the serious players. If a company has been in business for 5 years and hasn't flown a full-scale prototype, ask hard questions about their timeline. The data tells an interesting story in this space. It's a story of genuine progress that's slower than the hype cycle but faster than the skeptics expected, and I think that's the healthiest place for any new technology to be. Today's sources include reporting from AveWeb, coverage from AOPA on electric training aircraft, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency's type certificate data for the Velis Electro, Joby Aviation's published flight test data, and filings from Aviation and Heart Aerospace. As always, Radio Hangar is an AI-generated broadcast, built by people who love aviation and want to make sure you've got the clearest picture of where this industry is heading. Everything we cover is sourced and we'll always tell you where we got it. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Go read the specs, question the timelines, and never stop being curious about what's next. Radio Hangar, clear skies and tailwinds.